today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and I have to apologize to our internet listeners for starting our stream late tonight. I was so busy updating our website right before the show because the ink is barely even dry on our newest contract for our newest affiliate.
I'd say that's a pretty apt description. I watched it all happen, and it was only a few moments ago. So, yes, we have a new affiliate.
We were sort of able to touch on them last night. We mentioned they were out there, but we couldn't really say who they were until we got something official, and it happened moments before the show. So I'd like to welcome our listeners out in the Cameron, Temple, Waco, Texas area, listening on KTAE 1330 AM, which just came on board as our newest six-night-a-week affiliate.
Now, I hear that station has some really big things going on there.
Well, I don't know if we can reveal that.
Well, I don't suggest that we
but
reveal
it. They're looking into a transmitter upgrade. That's all we can say.
All I was saying is they've got some big things going on.
Yeah, and it's pretty exciting. The station was, I guess, just recently purchased by new owners, and they were using Free Talk Live for some fill on air as they sort of lined up their programming. I know they're running Dennis Miller on their station as well.
We're good for that, Phil.
And so the owner of the station, he was already aware of our program, and at least as I understand it, and liked us. But there's a lot of shows that you can like out there in the world of talk radio.
Sure.
As he was using us for fill, he was obviously listening more and more to Free Talk Live. And
sure, he could listen to a station.
Kept growing on him and growing on him, and so now we're on six nights a week.
Amazes me that crap happens.
Which is just fantastic. So if you're out there in Cameron or the surrounding areas, would love to hear from you. If you've never heard the show before, of course, if you were listening yesterday, you probably did because they've been using us. Then you don't know what this show is about. And Mark, how would you describe it?
It's horrifying to listen to the first time. It's shocking as it could be. Largely, we don't, it's not a political show. But we do definitely talk about political things.
Talk about the issues.
Yeah, we talk about, I don't know, whatever comes up.
I hate political name dropping. Mm-hmm. It's something you hear so often on other talk shows. I despise it. But the only names you'll really ever hear dropped on this show are maybe Ron Paul.
Yeah, he's a presidential candidate from Texas.
Right. In fact, we're going to talk about him in a little bit.
Not too far from Waco. Clute, I believe.
I don't know where that is.
That's where his offices are in Clute, and I don't know what the whole area is. I think it's somewhere near Galveston. Anyhow, we talk about liberty-minded issues, and it sounds like the first time you're going to hear us talk about any given issue, we're just for making things, the government go away. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
That's not true. You're a small government guy.
I am a small government guy.
I'm the one that wants the government to go away.
But it sounds like, even when you hear my opinions, that I want the government to go away. Because I believe in personal responsibility. I believe that Americans can take care of themselves. These are the sort of attitudes that are big in Texas, that go well in Texas.
So we're here, and the purpose of the show is for you to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. So if there's been something that you've been itching to talk about, but nobody at work wants to talk to you about it, or your family's tired of listening to you, then we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You know what? Speaking of making people sound like they're against government, boy, did they run they just really trashed on Ron Paul in the debate last night, didn't they?
It sounded like they have a laugh track going on.
Yeah.
Every time he'd talk, there'd be chuckles and stuff. I don't know if it was the commentators or
you couldn't tell.
The other politicians or
right,
who it was. It was just thinking it was hilarious.
The camera was on Ron Paul during the
representative from
debate.
Texas that was speaking there.
Right.
Giuliani, he's not even an elected official. He's just some politician looking for a job.
Not only was the camera focused on Ron Paul, but at certain points they did the wipe thing where they bring the other camera in and they sort of split the picture.
Right.
They had Ron Paul, and then they had this goofball Rudy Giuliani making faces
right
on the
smug,
other side.
Smug looks at Ron while he was talking.
He looked like a monkey to me. a scary-looking monkey. And then you heard this, the giggling and the chuckling over top. And you couldn't tell who it was because they wouldn't cut away to see who was laughing. So
sure.
Maybe it was the commentators. Maybe it was Giuliani or the other guys.
Maybe it was just canned laughter.
I don't know. It sounded like it was actually there. It sounded very snide. It sounded very rude. And
on I Love Lucy or All in the Family, it sounded like they were there, too. I, you know, it could very well have been canned laughter.
anyway, it was very disrespectful, whatever it was.
Yes.
And that all aside, Ron Paul, I thought, did a standout job last night.
I agree.
Considering the fact that he was barely given the opportunity to speak, that he only answered something like a handful of questions throughout the entire debate, and he really got into it with one of the other candidates. Was it
Dan
Brownback or something? Brownback? They're all the same to me. And so Ron Paul was really just spot on. He was on his message, and he didn't back down, especially when that scummy moderator guy accused him of siding with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was that he said. So I was very pleased with Ron Paul in that particular debate, and I think he's getting better. I think he's getting more confident with his message. I think he's getting more used to being up there. This is new for him. It's got to be new for him. I'm sure he's done, you know, down-home Texas-style debates in the public, but I don't think he's ever done anything like
that.
Not
anything on a national scale, no.
Right. So if you haven't been paying attention to the Ron Paul campaign, well, maybe you should.
Listen to this show. You'll hear a lot about it.
You will certainly hear about Ron Paul on this program. And last night, did you see the results of the Fox poll?
Ron Paul won.
Handily.
Yes. And you know, it just really sticks in old Hannity's craw that you know, the guy who's against the war, because Hannity just thinks this war is just the greatest thing ever. And, you know, obviously...
He's a Nimrod.
Well, it's wasting Americans' money. Whether you, you know, think that it's a good idea or bad idea, you must realize that some people don't want to do it, don't want to be, you know, pay for this war. And why should they have to? Why should I have to, as an American, pay for this war?
You shouldn't.
Right.
So, Sean Hannity was, after the show, when they were reading back the poll numbers from the cell phone poll. So they did the same exact poll that they did last time. The last time the Fox News held the Republican debate. And Ron Paul came in the upper 20th percentile. In fact, he was winning the last Fox News poll, and then Mitt Romney or whoever pulled ahead at the last moment with an extra percentage, and so he technically won that first poll. The other, Romney, I think, was who the winner was at that time. And so then they said, well, this must have been a fluke. Ron Paul supporters obviously dialing in multiple times. And they used the same excuse this time.
But they said
this time Ron Paul got, what, 33 to 35% of the vote, whereas the next runner-up got 17%. And, you know, it was a slaughter by the Ron Paul fans calling in on the phones. And they claimed, all Ron Paul fans are dialing in. It's the same 10 fans dialing in over and over again. And Hannity either is a liar or he doesn't understand his own network's phone poll. It's a text message poll. You can only submit via cell phone. One vote per phone. They proved it. Did you see the video online, Mark?
Yep.
Where they proved it?
Absolute proof.
Somebody,
that you cannot do it.
Somebody tried to resend the vote, and they sent back a message saying, sorry, you've already voted once.
Even if that was the case, if that was what was going on, Ron Paul voters voting more than once, well, then all the other candidates could do that, too.
Yeah, they could have. And if that's, if you know, where are their activists?
Right.
If indeed Ron Paul really has just 10 activists texting, you know, with access to 1,000 phone lines that they can keep, or 1,000 cell phone numbers that they can keep sending text messages on, why is it that the, you know, the other candidates' supporters aren't as, well, zealotous? Why aren't they as excited? Why aren't they as energized?
I've got to say that I forgot about voting on the poll.
I didn't know about it until this morning.
Somebody sent me a text message last night, said, vote. I voted. So if that's what they're talking about, spamming, I don't think that that's spamming. They've asked people to vote.
Right.
I voted, even though I didn't watch their debate because I was on the air at the time. I don't, you know, I don't understand. Wouldn't the rest of the candidates have the same opportunity? Couldn't their activists say, vote for Mitt Romney or vote for McCain or vote for whomever?
They sure could, but they don't. Now, what does that say about them?
It says that Ron Paul has more avid supporters.
It says that Ron Paul has a message that is resonating with the American people. Not just the Republican base, although I'm sure it's resonating with plenty of them. It's resonating with independents. It's resonating with people that haven't ever voted in their lives. It's resonating with Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats out there that they're sick and tired of the waffling garbage they get from their candidates, with the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you know, these people that at one time supported the war and probably still do. Ron Paul is clearly an anti-war candidate, and he's not just an anti-this war candidate. He's an anti-war candidate. initiated force, initiated war candidate. And the fact is, Americans historically have been anti-war people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So all of our new listeners in Texas should, if they feel like they've missed something, should go to freetalklive.com and grab them all up. They're free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that insist on charging you for access to their websites. Ours is on the house. So enjoy. Do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or a deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation? Visit D2Z.org or contact Troy at D2Z.org. That's D2Z.org. Let's go right into the phone calls and talk to Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert. Hello, Robert. Robert in California? Do we have Robert going once, going twice? Let's try instead Philip in New Hampshire. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Philip. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I just moved up to the Free State, finally.
Excellent. Congratulations.
And when I got there was a barbecue going on in the backyard, and it was a really, really good time.
The barbecue was already set up before you arrived?
Yeah, there was just a Labor Day barbecue at the Little Pork Manor in Manchester.
Oh, I see. You moved into the rooming house. There's this. There's a house, at least one, and there may be more than one, but there's a house that's sort of like set up for incoming Free State Project members. And for all of our new listeners, people just tuning in, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to the same state from across the country, and in fact around the world, all moving to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty. So you're one of what's considered the early movers, Philip, and
yeah.
You've come into sort of this halfway house, if you will, for lack of a better term. I don't even know if that's the right word, but it's sort of a starting point for which you can move into very cheaply, get it settled into the state, and sort of tour around and maybe find someplace better to move to, right?
Yeah, totally. The thing I wanted to talk about is, when I got in, you know, and I was around the grill and everything, I started noticing, hey, everybody's got guns. Now, I've been up, I visited a couple times, gone to Taproom Tuesday and whatnot, talked to Dave Ridley and all of that. So I was kind of expecting to see people open carrying, but, you know, to be met with, you know, four or five people who've got pistols on their hips from somebody who's out, you know, from around St. Louis, it's a really awkward sight and very surreal.
Yeah, it was that way for me the first time I saw it, too. Somebody carrying a gun on their hip and they're not a police officer, that's just so strange. I've even thought it was always a little odd to be next to a police officer with a gun right there. But, you know, the fact is, we're safer because of those guys with guns on their
Absolutely.
Hips.
I feel good about that.
That's the point I was going to make, is that when I started then walking around the city later and I'm driving back to a friend's wedding now and stopping at all the gas stations and stuff, now I see nobody carrying guns, and I feel actually a little bit more scared than when I'm around all the porcupines who are carrying guns. Because I'm like, if something happens when I'm around those guys, I know I'm taken care of. If something happens now, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Excellent. So now you came up by yourself. Did you have a whole load of stuff, or did you try to sell your stuff before you came up? How did you actually handle the mechanics of the move for those that are also considering it?
My situation's interesting because I'm dating a girl that goes to school in Massachusetts, and that's where she lives.
Uh-huh.
And so I drove my car full of stuff to western Massachusetts and stayed there for the summer, and we rented a little place there and took her back to school on Labor Day and brought my car up. And I'm going back home for a friend's wedding, so now I'm bringing some of my other stuff up. But I'm trying to pack very light and really not have too much. Don't like having a lot around me anyway. Just more stuff to get in the way of doing what you actually want to do, right?
So now what was it that pushed you over the edge? What made you decide to leave St. Louis for beautiful New Hampshire and become a part of the Free State Project? Was there anything in specific?
Specifically, it was just kind of, I wanted to be a part of a group of people who were actually going to put their money where their mouth is and we're going to do stuff. You know, I'm also in theater, so not moving to New York and choosing New Hampshire instead is really weird.
Yeah.
But I'd go to meetings and I'd talk to friends and stuff about different things. And they're like, yeah, that's really awful. I was like, what are we going to do about it? They just sit there with a blank stare.
Mm.
You know, you come up to someplace on like the Free State and you're just on the boards and it's not, you know, we're just going to sit around and gripe about it. It's what are we going to do about it? Or 2 minutes later, there are 20 ideas and we're like, which one are we going to do?
Yeah. That's how it is here. I mean, you've got, if anybody that's listening to my voice has ever been involved in activism where they are, inevitably, they've probably ended up being disappointed with the quality of their fellow activists. And up here, it's really the cream of the crop. It's the best of the best, the people that are willing to, and I'm not saying that the people that are left in the other states aren't the best. A lot of them are tied down with businesses and families and other obligations. But these are the ones that have been able to uproot themselves from their prior lives and make a move, in many cases, all the way across the country. Mark and I moving up over a year ago from Florida here to New Hampshire. Total change of scenery. I mean, we didn't even know what seasons were until we moved here. And it's just been an amazing experience because there are these calendars, these online calendars that list all of the things that are going on as far as activism opportunities, everything from, you know, going out holding signs for Ron Paul to just meeting up with people and hanging out. And there are people putting together newspapers and TV shows. And there's just so much that you can do. You really have to start to be choosy about the things that that you want to do. Or you can, even if for some reason there's not what you want to do going on, you can just go and start it. You can go and start your own group, start your own activism, and there will be volunteers that will want to help you out.
And everybody's been really receptive. Like, I was talking to this guy on Elm Street who owns a tattoo shop and's got a lot of tobacco products as well. And the DEA came in and they smashed all of his glass pipes because apparently if you smoke a glass pipe, you have to be smoking pot.
Oh, okay. And that was you that posted that story. Okay. I saw that on NH3.com. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they raided his, you know, house and everything. And it's just kind of like you take a story like that to a group of ports and it's just like, whatever he needs us to do, he will have us there, you know. And it's just an amazing experience. You know, it's an amazing community that just wants to go out there and actually make a difference instead of talking about making
a difference. And people remember you as well. For instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, I had put something up on this website called there are these Yahoo groups out there called Free Cycle groups, and the purpose is if you've got something you don't use anymore and it's just not worth selling, you put it up on this Free Cycle, and the first person to claim it, they can come by and pick it up from you. And so I put a few things up on Free Cycle, like an old CD player or whatever, and this guy came down, and he happened to just live down the street from me, and so, you know, I met him and said hi and gave him the stuff, and he moved on, and that was 6 months ago. And then he showed up at my door just the other day and said, "Hey, you're a Free Stater, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, I am." And so I've been reading your articles in the Keene Free Press, which is this local Free Stater-run newspaper here in Keene. And he said, "I thought I should come to you with this." And turns out that he had a situation where a friend of his was over at his house, and they were drinking and smoking and that sort of thing. And his friend was walking home because he was a little drunk. And so he's walking home, and apparently the Keene cops stopped him, and they illegally searched him. And they found that he had a marijuana pipe on him, and they confiscated it, and he's now facing a charge for that.
Wow.
And so, you know, obviously the search was illegal, and so I said, "Yeah, I'm glad you came over here. Definitely get him in touch with us." He hasn't yet gotten in touch with me, but we're here to help. I mean, it's up to them to initiate that contact.
And I think it's, you know, it's cool. The more folks get out there and talk to people and help them out, and the more that they learn to come to us if you need help, you know, getting something together and fighting for rights and stuff like that, come to us, and we've got the community and the infrastructure here and even more coming.
And this is exactly,
really
this is only the tip of the iceberg. It's only just started. It's great having you here, and good luck here in the Free State. Thanks for the call, and keep us up to
date.
More on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every era is known for its protests. In the 70s, it was anti-war. In the 80s, anti-fur. And when I come back, I'll peacefully demonstrate for a 90s revolution that's still the rage. And I lock brakes.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth. For cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
As the saying goes, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Well, anti-lock braking systems, or ABS, stands firmly for stopping and against locking. ABS originated in the aircraft industry, where stopping big, fast planes on short runways is critical. Adapted for panic stopping in cars, this sophisticated system uses a computer to sense when wheels are about to lock, then automatically regulates braking action. Now don't protest. With anti-lock brakes, forget pumping. Just press firmly and let ABS do the rest. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. It's free, and you can go and edit it to your heart's content. It's like the listener editable version of our website. It's neat. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
How many pages?
Over 1,400.
1,400 pages, and all of them have been made by listeners of ours.
That's like 1,000 times more pages than we actually have on our site. It's huge. Anyway, wiki.freetalklive.com, and now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. LegalZoom.com. Let's continue with the phone calls here and talk to Robert. We're trying Robert again in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, on the debate last night, I was I'm very good at this. I sit down, I watch, I grab out my piece of paper, and I, you know, and I count how many questions everybody's getting. Besides the question on how do you feel about Fred Thompson coming in, that new order CFR shill.
Mm-hmm.
They asked 14 questions of everybody else before they asked even one of Ron Paul.
Wow.
And then, you know, I think he got a total of 5. I think he did better than, I can't remember the man's name, either Tancredo or one other.
Whoever.
He did one question. But I think that's the only reason, is because of the interchange between him and the other gentleman.
Giuliani.
No,
whoever. Okay. Yeah, whatever. They're almost interchangeable.
Fill in name of big government candidate here. I mean, whatever.
So, yeah, people also were keeping track, and he was sidelined, as they've been trying to do time and time again. But luckily, his message is so powerful, it just cuts right through all the other malarkey.
Of course. And, you know, as far as cheating is concerned, I mean, I voted once. I mean, I said to myself, you know, I only have to vote once, even if I had, like, 20 cell phones in my pocket.
Yeah. Well, nobody has 20 cell phones. I mean, the only way anyone could cheat on this poll is if they worked for a cell phone company. And even then, they probably don't have more than, you know, a handful of operating phones at their disposal. So it's just absurd to suggest that the Ron Paul supporters are cheating. Absolutely absurd.
Of course. And but even the tone that they took with it, I mean, I've taken communications and speech, and even the tone they take with this man, this gentleman, is despicable. And yes, all through the debate, you can hear the commentators, actually, I believe it was the commentators laughing because their mics were pretty much open all the time.
I see.
And also I heard that they were just turning down the sound of the applause. And
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was listening to
it. I didn't watch the whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing?
Oh, I watched the whole things, including the commentary after. I didn't watch all the candidates speak their mind with the other two clowns, but I did watch Ron Paul's. And I got a recap of two or three of them this morning, and you can just see the tone that they take with him. You know, it's like talking down to him like some child.
Yep.
And this man has been in Congress and well-read. For a long
time. You know, they're
time.
The ones that are more like children, because they're the ones that support using force on other people around the world. They're the ones that support initiated force, which is essentially the modus operandi of a bully. I mean, that's the childish thing, if you ask me.
Oh, most definitely. And even with Huckabee's thing, oh, we broke it. Well, we shouldn't have been there in the first place to break it. You know, even there was a CNN, I think, a Meet the Face with Cheney when he was in Pappy Bush's administration saying they asked him why you didn't go to Baghdad and take him out of power then. He says, well, we'd be stuck in a quagmire. We'd be there all alone. A coalition that we did have would break up. And, you know, and
that's the clip from the 1990s.
Three times.
Yeah, that was an amazing clip to watch. And by the way, Ron Paul also carried the MSNBC poll with over 50% positive ratings in his he just dominated that poll. He dominated the Fox News poll. Eventually, Sean Hannity's going to have to stick it because he's going to keep doing better and better as his message continues to penetrate into the American people.
Now, I don't know what the chances are of it actually happening, but what would Hannity actually do? If Ron Paul was the Republican nominee, wouldn't he have to change his tune?
I think he'd have to crap his pants is what he'd have to do. Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate the analysis. But what can he do? He's not going to change his stick. Do you think he would really do a flip-flop and say, I've seen the light. This liberty thing sounds good.
I think he would have to do something.
He certainly wouldn't be able to get behind...
He does a political show. It's
all
Democrat. Politics all the time. He can't get behind the Democrats.
Right.
So he would have to get behind at least the economic conservatism of Ron Paul,
Wow, wouldn't that be interesting?
Which is a base of the Republican Party, the economic conservatives, of which I would count myself, you know, the sort of Barry Goldwater Republicans. They're a huge portion of the Republican Party. Now, there are Republican candidates pandering to those people, but they're lying in the same way Bush was lying about small government when he got in.
Now, it's a human thing to get on the air and to say to your audience, and in Sean Hannity's case, it's an audience of millions. He's the number two radio show, and his TV show is fairly well-rated.
9 million?
I don't have the numbers in front of me. That comes out next month, I think. Anyway. It's an honest, very human thing to get on the air and to say, I was wrong about this. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry. But what they teach you in this business is to never, ever admit you're wrong. They teach that to you when you're coming up through the ranks of the talk radio world. Now, Mark, you and I, we break the rules of talk radio on this show.
Yeah.
They laid the rules out for us in the beginning when we started doing this show 5 years ago, or almost 5 years ago at this point. And, you know, whenever people tell me rules, I just pick and choose the ones that sound most interesting to me.
And we've claimed to be wrong on things in the past.
Exactly. We've changed our minds on things.
And absolutely, we don't even agree with each other on, you know, some issues.
No, but that's not my point. I mean, Sean Hannity and Combs don't agree with each other on issues too. But you are trained to not eat crow. You have to be better than everybody else. You have to know everything. Even when you're wrong, you have to stick to your guns and not admit that you're wrong. That, I mean, to see Sean Hannity actually have to come around and be forced to eat some crow on this issue, oh, that would be delicious to listen to and watch. And I don't know if it would be even honest or what his deal. I don't know how he would pull that one off. I mean, after years of neocon saber rattling, for him to all of a sudden back Ron Paul just because Ron Paul gets the nomination. I mean, obviously it would be popular, and he would know that that's popular, and he wants to do what's popular in order to keep his radio show popular and keep himself on the air. But wow.
I would think he would come out and say something like, "Well, I still think that he's wrong on the Iraq issue, but I can really get behind some of his economic, stances."
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because Ron Paul wants to
just marginalize the disagreement,
get rid of the IRS. Ron Paul wants to return us to a gold standard.
He could say, "Well, he's better than Hillary," and then just move on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. He is better than Hillary.
I think you're probably right. I don't think Sean Hannity is going to admit defeat. I don't think he's going to admit he was wrong. But if he does, that would be very interesting.
You know, I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, so I mean, I guess I'm nominally a Republican. I've certainly voted Republican in the past. I'm very disappointed by what happened in the last 6 years from 2000 to 2006 with the Republicans in party, in the Republican Party in charge. I'm very sad about that, but I don't know what I would do if I had a choice between Giuliani and Clinton. I just
vote Libertarian.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for George Phillies, the Libertarian candidate.
Or whoever it is. Right. Libertarians don't pick their candidate until the summer of the election, right before the election. So it may be Phillies, it may be somebody else, but I think that's how I would do it as well. So 800-259-9231, or maybe old Ron Paul will throw his hat into the Libertarian nomination ring if he gets knocked out of the Republican primary.
I hope that doesn't happen.
He says he won't do it, but I hope it does, because he'll have all this momentum, and it would be just silly to throw that away. Let's continue with the phone calls here. Actually, in moments, we'll do that. Don, Eric, and Dave all on the line. Now, our new listeners in Texas don't know there are very few rules with Free Talk Live. Very few. You can talk about virtually anything, and the phone screening process is pretty lightweight. One rule, though, is that ladies come first.
Yep, they do.
So, female listeners, if you want to get ahead of Don, Eric, and Dave, all you have to do is dial in 800-259-9231, and you go to the front of the pack. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. On the way, we'll also talk about universal health care, an awful idea, and we'll show you what happens over time. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a Free Talk Live store. We've got all kinds of great merchandise, everything from Free Talk Live t-shirts to hats to hoodies. We've got flags. I mean, we've got DVD Classic Archive collector sets. It's all there and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Don in Missouri. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Super, good. Don. What's on your mind?
All right, I wanted to talk about you guys saying that juries have the ultimate last power in a judicial system.
That's how, as I understand it, yes.
Okay. Well, there's a story that I was reading a few years ago about a guy by the name of Eric Boozman. He was a convicted drug dealer back during the time O.J. was going through his trial, so that's why I didn't make headline news. He was convicted of three charges of the 29 that he was charged with. The judge had said preponderance of the evidence was the law, and that, which in turn means that, I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
That's okay. Right. It happens to me too, man.
Yeah.
Calling talk shows, I always get the butterflies and the pulse racing and all of that.
Now, although the jury had cleared him of most of the charges, the judge in turn turned around and charged him with preponderance of evidence, which means that the judge could hold you and responsible for relevant actions, although you have been found not guilty by the jury.
So the jury found him not guilty, but the judge found him guilty?
Correct.
Man, that's wrong.
This is, so he did an interview.
I mean, in this country, you're supposed to get a trial by your peers, not a trial by some bureaucrat.
You would think that, but the law that he said he was convicted under was preponderance of evidence. And
I've never heard of this.
Sounds like gobbledygook.
Yeah, it sounds like the judge is making it up. But then again, it wouldn't surprise me that they have some bad law like that. They got all kinds of bad laws.
Well, you know they change laws all day to...
Sure.
Conform to what
there's no way you could read them all.
To happen.
There's no way they could read them all.
There was one more thing that I wanted to talk about, and that was the whole profit of why people have such a big problem with profiting of big corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was disappointed in you guys because I would expect that you would take the angle of that the reason why companies have such record profits is that the government is involved in sheltering them from other competition, meaning the insurance company, which has not taking responsibility for the things that happened in Hurricane Katrina, or the gasoline company, which they're getting taxes off of, so they're basically in bed with them.
That's an interesting point, and you're right. We didn't cover that aspect, though. We certainly have in the past talking about how the government regulations are essentially protection for the existing businesses. Every time government creates a new rule, you know, a lot of the environmentalist types will cheer loudly if it's some new environmental rule, for instance, but really all it does is keep mom and pops and, you know, poor blacks and whites and Hispanics from starting their own businesses and competing with the big boys. And that's the purpose of government regulation, is to keep competition out of the marketplace.
That argument in the first place, because, I mean, really, that's the basic problem for the reason why we have these high stream prices in, let's say, cable, and there's no competition, so we are forced to go to either satellite and cable, and there's no other options, which could in turn bring our prices down other ways. I just feel like you guys should focus more on the reason why big companies are getting big profits, especially when it comes to companies that are in bed with the government.
Okay, noted. Welcome to the fascist states of America. That's how it works. Government teams up with big corporations. They scratch each other's backs, and we all suffer as a result. And you're absolutely right, and that's why Free Talk Live's great, because you can call in and correct us. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it.
800-259-9231, or not necessarily correct us, but add in your thoughts as well. Let's continue with Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
What's on your mind?
How's it going?
I'd like to talk about a few of the candidates for the Republican Party.
Certainly.
Well, you've got this new guy, Fred Thompson, coming up, and I've been really disgusted to see a lot of Republicans, pro-gun Republicans, saying that they're throwing in the hat with this guy.
Is that right?
Apparently they believe that he's Reagan 2.0.
Yeah, he is an actor. He's getting billed that way.
Yeah, exactly. I hang around Digg, and as it turns out, somebody came up with an article where apparently he voted 15 times when he was in the Congress to ban guns or put more restrictions on guns.
Not a shocker at all.
So I just figured everybody should know that, just in case they were considering the guy.
Thank you for the illumination.
As to Paul, I'm happy to see him doing better in this last poll, you know, in the last debate, but I really don't think he's got a lot of support nationwide, and I really don't think the guy has a chance, and I'll tell you why. You've got Democrats, specifically poor Democrats, and they don't want Paul because they want welfare. And then you've got rich Republicans, or at least, you know, moderately wealthy Republicans, and they don't want him because they're getting money out of the corporations.
But most Republicans aren't rich. Most Republicans are run-of-the-mill Americans that, you know, are just eking out an existence.
And most poor people realize they don't want to pay taxes either. And when Paul talks about getting rid of the IRS, that's got to resonate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, most people aren't Republicans in this country either, so even if he did win the primary...
Most people aren't Democrats either.
Yeah,
most
yeah
people
they are.
I mean, most people are independents or not registered to vote, and that's where his, you know, that's where his real core base is going to come from. It's going to be, I predict it will be like the Jesse Ventura situation in Minnesota, where Jesse Ventura running for office with a semi-libertarian message, a lower taxes message, a lightweight marijuana legalization message, not even close to Ron Paul, but even with that semi-libertarian message, the people came out of the woodwork, people who had never registered to vote in their lives, people who had voted in the past and then got fed up with politics and threw in the towel. These are the people that he motivated to come out and vote. It wasn't the core Democrats or the Republicans that elected Jesse Ventura, and it won't be the core Democrats and Republicans that elect Ron Paul.
Well, I'd like to see him get the nomination, because I'd like to see the nation go back to a system where we have liberals versus conservatives, whereas what we have now is a system of neo-Trotskyist, a.k.a. Republicans, versus whatever the hell the Democrats are.
You nailed that on the head, Eric. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line.
I think Ron Paul's got a chance. He resonates with people that believe in, and people generally do, believe in what's fair and what's right.
I don't think that phone poll last night is something you could just throw away. I don't think 33% in a cell phone-based poll. Obviously, it's going to be skewed towards the younger demos, probably heavy 25 to 54, or maybe even 18 to 44 or something like that. So that's true.
But if you're excited about your candidate, you're going to go out and find a cell phone.
Right. And so obviously that's going to be skewed a little bit, but nonetheless, I mean, 33% is tremendous. In a field of 8-9 candidates, for one guy to get 33% of the votes, that's not something you can just flush. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. You were on the floor last night. What do you think? Does Ron Paul have a chance?
Yeah, Dave here in New Hampshire, standing there, you know, sitting in my car right in front of an intersection. And oh, look, there's Ron Paul signs in front of me. I just by coincidence, as I happen to pull up here.
Excellent.
But yeah, you're thinking in terms of what you're asking about the poll.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been out of the loop today. I don't know what happened with the poll, so it was real overwhelming, huh?
33%. He won. He beat the next runner-up by, I think the next runner-up had 17%.
That's sweet.
Yeah, now our last caller said he didn't think Ron Paul had a chance. I mean, you were on the floor last night in the New Hampshire debate. Just judging by the audience's reaction, judging by just the the feeling that you got, the people that you spoke with, do you think that Ron Paul has a chance?
Oh, yeah, he definitely has a chance. I was giving him a 10% chance of being the president as of, two or three weeks ago. And I've heard that the Las Vegas odds makers have actually jumped over me, and they now have been giving him a 13% chance of being president. And they're the ones whose lives depend, their livelihoods depend on getting those numbers right. So I tend to value what the odds makers in Las Vegas say.
13% is real good odds. I'll take that. Well, way before I take the lottery, it'd be like all of America winning the lottery if Ron Paul became president.
Oh my gosh, you'd be. I mean, if he actually got rid of the IRS, they'd put more money instantaneously in your pocket. So, Dave, what are you calling for? I'm sorry, I asked you a question as soon as you came on the air.
Well, I was calling about Ron Paul. I did want to say also with that last caller, I was like, I'll be interested to see, why he thinks Ron Paul can't win. Maybe he has some good reasons, but those are pretty thin objections to Paul. I mean, I didn't hear anything interesting.
As far as I'm concerned, Ron Paul's the only candidate on the Republican side that has a chance of beating the Democrats. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
Absolutely.
But when I think about Romney,
America does not want war.
When I think about Romney, he's moderately pro-war, but he's spitting out the economic conservative issues. But I just don't think you can get the Republican base out to vote for somebody that they perceive being an occult. I just don't think you're going to get the average Baptist Republican out to vote for somebody who's a Mormon. When it comes to Giuliani, he's anti-gun and voted that way many, many times. He's also pro-life. I don't think you're going to get Republicans out to vote for him. These guys need to motivate their base. Excuse me, pro-choice. And he's been married three times. You need to motivate your base, and these Republican candidates cannot do it. McCain has lost already. Fred Thompson, I think he's got a shot, but I don't think he can beat Clinton.
That's just because he's an actor. And he didn't show up at the debates last night. You want to talk about embarrassing people? Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Hour number two is on the way. I mean, that just looks awful to not show up. You had the opportunity to go to this debate, and to not show up means that, you don't want people to hear what your opinions are?
And the NRA isn't going to get behind him if he's voted against gun legislation 15 times.
You can take control. This is your show. Universal health care. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.